Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we are talking about question and answers and feedbacks and our ongoing series. Before I go into the regular program, I would just like to review our new schedule. We're no longer broadcasting at 6:30 in the evening, but instead we're broadcasting at 7:30 in the morning on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. We'll see how that goes for the rest of the next couple months at least, and see if things change as the seasons change, as school schedules change, and that kind of thing. So for right now, hope you're catching us. Always, you know, there's back segments available in the archives. And if you'd like to keep up with what we're doing, you can always join either one of our email list, which is published through FeedBurner. Our blog is wecanprepare.org. That's wecanprepare.org. That's our blog. And we try to post something every day. Don't always make it, but if you go to wecanprepare.org, you can sign up in the top right-hand corner, just got a little subscribe box. That's the only place this email list goes. It doesn't go anywhere else. You're not going to be getting any spam from it or anything. It's pretty well protected. And every time there's a new post, you'll be sent it the next day. Or if I post early enough in the morning, you'll be sent it that day. So it's a daily thing. If there's no new posts, you don't get anything. Now, we also have a trial run. We're seeing how this works. So far, I haven't received any complaints. People seem to be able to use it fairly well. But you can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes. And whatever settings you have on your iTunes podcasting schedule, whether it's check every day or every week or hourly, whenever there's a new segment finished, for instance, when we finish this program, it will go into the archives for the podcast and then available to iTunes to come pick it up and post it to your iTunes if you've subscribed to this podcast. Now, both of these are free, but it's a great way of keeping in touch with what's going on with not only Blog Talk Radio, this internet radio program, Prepare Radio, but also with the blog itself. A lot of the material is similar. But one of the reasons we started doing this radio program is the realization that people learn in different ways. Some people are primarily sight dependent. They learn by looking, by seeing. Draw me a map. Others need to hear it. Just tell me the directions. So that's a good way for you to think. If I was going to tell you how to get somewhere, would you rather I just tell you, okay, go down 3 miles and then turn right, and then the second right on the second turn on the left is where you want to turn, then I'm the third house on the right. Does that, is that more comfortable for you? Is that going to be more effective? Or should I draw it out or write down the directions? So that gives you an indication about whether you are more of an audio learner or a sight learner. So we've been doing this newsletters, and the books came out a couple years ago, and we've got quite a great response for that. But I recognized that a whole lot of people learn better by hearing. So that's one of the reasons. There are other reasons as well, but one of the reasons is to make this material available to those who listen by hearing. Some of the other reasons are is that we are, once we get this material, this basic material out there, we'll be looking to have it much more interactive and much more question and answer. We'd like to get into some real-world situations so we can work through some life experiences using what we've learned through the both the books, the newsletters, and the radio in how to depend on God. The bottom line, our goal is to learn to rule and reign on this earth in this time, in our lifetime, by depending on God for his training, for his resources, and for his very life, for our very life. So we don't want to exclude one group or the other. And there may be very well be times when one concept, you may be struggling with one concept, and so you may want to check it out in another format. Seeing it, none of us is all visual or all audio. So we find if we're struggling for something, it may be that that particular issue isn't clear to us. It's not clicking. It's not making sense. Because for that particular issue, we may need to use a different learning strategy. So if something's just not getting through or making sense, maybe just try looking into it in another format. If you've been listening to it on the radio and it's not making sense, maybe either go through the newsletters, the blog, or get the books and read about it. That might make more sense. And likewise, vice versa, if you've been reading about some things and they aren't making sense, maybe go back and check through the archives and look for a podcast that addresses your issues. Now, of course, you can always drop me a line. Very often, I will ask if you have read or listened to back ways we've gotten this information out, back information to, that's why we're doing it. So much of the information we're discussing is, I won't say new, but hopefully it's presented in a much more practical way. And so instead of relying on a lot of religious jargon and putting the responsibility back in our lap where it belongs, as far as getting to know God, we do need to relearn and rethink and revisit how we live our lives. And so to do that, sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge So we are looking at crossing over as much as possible to look at why we are not ruling and reigning. What are the interferences? What are the obstructions? And this is, as we move forward, where we want to focus our effort once we get this basic information out. So, last Saturday, in our series, we were talking about finishing up the research aspect of how do you set goals in the supernatural realm. Oh, one last thing I want to cover about just some administrative issues. On the blog, we also have our resource page. We do have the three books available through there. We're right now in the process of switching that around a little bit, so hopefully it will be easier. So if you go there, it's actually going to take you to another site. That is, it's all the same ministry. It's what the site we've been using for the past, I don't know how many years. So when we look at how we want to approach going forward, our emphasis, because it's not just on teaching but application, we are looking at how we can best get this information to the people who want it. So we'll be likely phasing out our other website and bringing in a new, consolidating the umbrella to just focus in on the Prepare Ministries. So when we talk about what's available there, for right now, it's just the three books, and you can get those online or through the mail, and hopefully it's fairly clear. If not, again, we're in the process right now of switching that over, so you'll be able to fill out a form and send it to us if you want to use your credit card through the snail mail or check through the snail mail, or if you want to go online, we'll be setting that up through PayPal. But just to let you know, that's all being sort of worked on right now, so there might be some changes in it. And when we are, one of the things we like to do on Saturdays is answer questions. And we're going to touch base with a couple of the questions that have come in this past week, and then make sure we leave enough time to further our series that we've been doing on setting supernatural goals. One of the questions I'm getting from the chat room is about authority. And it looks like I'm kind of suspecting that the person, I guess Davey M., and thank you for stopping by, but what we are looking at is the authority of the three different realms of reality. We are all, because we have been born of the Spirit, we are spirit beings. And in the spiritual realm, there are only two kinds of beings. And we're really all one, but it's us, those that have been born of the Spirit, and the Spirit, which is God. So there are the three realms of reality, the spiritual, the supernatural, and the natural. The spiritual realm has authority and responsibility over everything, over the supernatural realm and the natural realm. Those creatures in the supernatural realm have authority over the supernatural realm and the natural realm. And those in the physical realm only have authority and responsibility in the natural realm. In other words, it goes down. Now, as I just said, some people hear better and some people see better. So I actually put this in chart form, and we specifically address authority. And so if you go to the profile page for Prepare and this program, there is a link there. And in that link, it will show you precisely who has authority in what realm and who has the final authority in each realm. So that's the first link there. It's the chart. And that should answer all your questions. So if you've got a specific question, according to the information I've just given, let me know. So another question that's come up this past week has been about leadership. And when we are looking at where we are getting our information from, and of course, you know, when we look to others, we are going to be disappointed. We are going to be have expectations that others aren't going to measure up to, regardless of whether we have realistic expectations or not. Just because very often our expectations are based on our flesh. And because they are based on our flesh, we, even if those expectations were met, we would not be satisfied. So, regardless of our expectations, are we to look to our leaders to provide a perfect role model? I'd say no. Because we have our role model. Our goal is, and this is what we've been studying on Thursdays, is to know God and be known of Him. And so when we talk about leadership, and we posted a little bit about this, when we talk about leadership, are we talking about someone who is focusing on being a leader? Or are we talking about someone who is focusing on God and happens to inspire others towards that same goal? So that's what we really look at, is rather than having an expectation that a leader is going to be responsible. One of the problems we have, and this very often the reason we have the problem is because this is what we're taught, is because when we when we think of our leaders, we are even told that if we follow their teachings, if we do what they say, that God has given them a vision, and if they're there, they're part of it. If you are belong to that church or that ministry, you follow this, that, or the other thing, God has placed you there to help them accomplish their vision. Now, the problem is that their vision is their vision for them, their goals. And they may even be saying, well, we're teaching you, we're equipping you to do what God has called you to do. But you have to help us in the meantime by to fulfill our vision. Well, it still is a divided vision, isn't it? I can say, for me, my purpose, my function in what we're doing here is to give you the information you need, to put the information out there, and then trust God that He is going to provide you with whatever information you need, opportunities, training, ministry, whatever healing, encouragement, motivation you need. Whether He uses this ministry or not is not my problem. So I've got a focus I'm working towards. Now, on the other hand of that is I'm not just doing it blindly. I'm aware that this information may be helpful to others to help them achieve their goal. So I put it out there, hopefully in ways that will be helpful, that will be practical, understandable. So I'm not off in a little corner just doing what I want to do to know God. Sometimes that would be a lot easier. That would be a lot more fulfilling as far as getting my needs met. But I also understand that part of that process is to take my audience into account. There's, for instance, in the music industry, there is in Christian ministry music, there are a lot of tendencies and trends, and this seems to go in a cycle, where the music ministers sort of make a big deal out of singing to God in front of the congregation with their back turned to the congregation, literally or figuratively, where they'll talk to and sing to God as if they were alone, but they'll have their backs, again, figuratively or literally, to the audience and will not take the audience into consideration because they just want to praise God as if there was nobody there, because they don't want it to be that they are praising God to accommodate the audience. But the problem is there is an audience. It's great to be ministering to God, singing to God, worshiping God as a worship leader, as if you were alone, when you are alone. But when you're in front of others, when others are seeing what you're doing, you do need to take them into account. And so I'd almost say, I'm not sure if you've had this experience, but there's a lot of times when I'll, you know, be watching a program or being at a conference or even in the regular services where the music that is being presented is much more for the enjoyment of the music ministers. They're working on a new album or they've got a new song and they're trying it out. And they are caught up in their worship to God, their music to God. And the congregation, the audience, the conference attendees just happen to be there. And there is very little consideration for who is there, who is the audience. And so leaders understand that they have a goal. that they have a vision, a focus, and they are moving towards that goal and focus. But they also are aware that there are others following them, and that they take that into account. And that those who are following them, they are not their responsibility, but they are their opportunity. So as we, one of the reasons we have problems when a leader fails or falls, whether it's a failure or a fall, whether it's something catastrophic or just a disappointment, we look at, okay, what was my expectation? Was it a fair expectation? Or are they just following what God has told them to do and maybe not taking into consideration, as well as they should, those who are following along behind them? What it always comes down to is asking God, God, what do you want me to do here? Is this where you want me to be? Is there something I need to work with, to change about what is going on, why I have these expectations for this leader? Now that also puts us, when we do that, that changes our perception of who I am from being a follower to also seeing myself as a leader. Because as a spirit being, you are a leader. Each one of us is a leader. Because we follow the focus, we are focusing in on what God is tasking us to do, and we are doing it. We are putting one foot in front of the other. But we also recognize that there is going to be opportunities along the way where God is going to bring us into greater and greater opportunities to be the example of how to know God. Then it's not so much about leading people towards a goal, the goal that He's given us, but it's about setting the example for how to depend on God. That way we don't have to worry about anybody helping us fulfill our vision. That's our job. That's the project God's given us. But we take into account that others will be inspired by our motivation, by our focus. And rather than share with them our vision and our focus, we share with them how to go about learning to depend on God so they can focus on the projects God has given them. Well, we've run out of time to get into too much of the homework from last week, so we'll just revisit real quickly what you should be working on as far as your list of three things. Continue to narrow it down and narrow down the summaries into something like less than 10 words. Where instead of having a full description, which was where we started, I want you to take that full description of what the situation is and narrow it down to less than 10 words to fully describe what that crisis or situation is. So, again, for the next week, we will be meeting again at 7:30 in the morning. Mondays, it's Practical Christianity. Tuesdays, it's Getting Healed. And Thursdays, it's Knowing God. So If you've got any questions, you can get in touch with me through wecanprepare.org. Have a great morning and weekend, and I will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.